Political scientist Dr. Bosman Asare says the situation where both labor unions and government have taken entrenched positions on the management of the second-tier pension scheme, resulting in workers laying down their tools, should be of concern to all. Dr. Asare describes as sad for Ghana that at a time the country needs to be focusing on essential developmental issues like avoiding waste and investing in education, some have decided to wind the developmental clock backwards. Dr. Bosman Asare is of the view that no political party per se can score points on the government's labor strike issue. Going forward, however, government should devise practical ways of dialoguing with the labor unions. Dr. Bosman Asare spoke to Rebecca Ekpe.
We are developing and we are trying to catch up. And how do you catch up with countries like Singapore, Malaysia, South Korea, etc., when you cannot get basic things right? You cannot ensure teachers are in the classroom, sanitation workers are doing their work very well. People, these are basic things, they are fundamentals. In a society thinking about transforming, some things are basic, they are so-called, and those things must, you are not going to renege on those particular things.
Correct. Dr. Asare, what would you advise both parties to do?
Well, I think that moving forward, the government must really create that environment so that people may have that confidence in the government. Because my thinking is that Ghanaians in general are now becoming very dreadful of the government. People are fearful of the government. People don't really trust the government. You are the president, you say this and people don't believe you. And I think it's really, really unacceptable. I think we have to get to a point where people will have confidence in state institutions.
Better still, the long-term effect is Ghana, and it's Ghana that is suffering.
Many Ghanaians don't trust the government. The actors in government, people don't trust them. So we must work at creating that particular confidence. Because if people don't trust to the extent that ministers are saying this and still they are going on strike, then I think it's really a credibility problem.